This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, be glad in it. I'm just glad to be able to be on this call with you on this evening. I hope that you and your family are safe in spite of the conditions. We got some weather conditions in the state of Florida, city of Orlando, but we're yet grateful that we're safe, and we're grateful that God is in control of every situation in our lives. I'm glad to be on this prayer call tonight. My heart is on this prayer call tonight, believing for victory for you and your family. I have some things I want to be able to share with you tonight that's deep on my heart. I want to speak that hopefully tonight that you will hear this call and hear the heart of this call. If you know of anyone that you know is not on this call, reach out to them and share with them that they need to get on this prayer call tonight. Rather do I say that because of what I feel in and on my heart right now to be able to release over the people that will be on this phone call tonight. I am just forever grateful to God for his goodness and his mercy. And I'm thankful unto God, and I want God to bless this prayer call tonight. And I want you to hear my heart tonight, for I believe that the word of the Lord is crucial, which I will just take a few moments tonight, not going to overkill it, not going to make it more than it has to be. I just believe that tonight the Lord is yet speaking something that he has laid upon my heart to share with as many people as we possibly can. And believe that God is going to do great things tonight. First of all, I want to go into getting ready to read a passage of scripture to you that I'm led by God to be able to share with you and to know that one of the things that I'm going to be going from Proverbs chapter 2. And I'm probably going to begin reading from verse 2. But before I do, I want to be able to say that I am sincerely concerned with the fact that many people, I believe, are, as Christians and believers, many people are allowing the world to dictate to you and around you the question that I have tonight is, what is influencing you? And what voice is directing your life? I am in a mindset tonight, and if I'm totally honest with you, and I will be, don't worry about that, I will be. Father, bless this word, and let the purpose by what you are talking tonight be accomplished. I am concerned. I'm concerned as a pastor. I'm concerned as a believer. I'm concerned as a leader. I'm concerned as just a person for the mindset of many. And last night, and the Lord woke me up early this morning, and the Lord began to deal with me about some things. And if you guys know anything about me, you know that when I hear something from God, I'm going to say it regardless of who it affects or who approve or disapprove. Our country and our nation, and I even believe the body of Christ, is in a state to where there seems to be so many different takes, so many different voices. So I really believe that the world is losing respect in so many cases for the mindset of the believer. The Bible says that we are the salt of the earth, which means we are to be able to preserve. And it also says we are the light of the world. We're the light of the world. We're supposed to be that beacon that gives people hope and direct them to the right paths. We're supposed to be the one that when there's darkness, when there's confusion, when there is waywardness, or people are lost and don't know how and who to turn to, the church is supposed to be the beacon to know how and when and what. And I'm concerned now because over a period of time, I've watched from the beginning of this pandemic to where it really started getting kind of serious around March 15th. I'll never forget it because I remember March for my dad's birthday. I think it was on the 14th. We did a big celebration for him, which right after then the social distancing started. We didn't know even it was supposed going to go take the turn. And 30 days later, we went from a few thousand to about between April 15th and May 15th. It was around 40,000 people in America, maybe 40,400 in America that had lost their lives due to this COVID-19 coronavirus. And then we go from April 15th to May 15th, and we go from 40,000 to 90,000. And what it took 4 months to accomplish in death in 1 month, 1 month surpassed 4 months. And I'm concerned at the mindset of many believers and many people as a whole that seems to be letting and allowing the world to direct them as to what's okay, when the world has another whole agenda than what God has. And God dealt with me last night. He said, on the prayer call on Tuesday night, you got to go back to the principle of wisdom. Because honestly, many believers are being unwise. Many people who say they have faith and trust and confidence in God are doing things and not even consulting God as to what to do, how to do, when to do. And I'm seeing it on all levels. I'm seeing it in such a way to where people are using the word faith, but they're becoming dangerous against wisdom. I believe in using wisdom. I believe in obeying the laws of the land. I believe in doing what God wants us to do. I believe in allowing there to be ways by which we stand on the promises of God. I believe that we should stay locked in. I believe that we should move in such a way with God to where we are directing our families and our children to the next level. I believe that we should be moving in such a way that God will hear us because we're doing our best to obey him. Takes me to Proverbs 2. Maybe I'll start verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seeketh her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the ways of his saints. So I go back to the point of, what is wisdom? Wisdom is understanding, enlightened understanding of what is true or right, usually acquired through a long experience, distinguished from a partial or specialized knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to discern right choices, to make wise decisions, depending on relevant knowledge. Wisdom is a mental process of weighing and judging alternatives. A mental process of weighing and judging alternatives. What has me concerned is, how are we ranking our decisions based upon wisdom? Are we just out there just doing stuff? Are we not teaching our children discipline? Are we not sharing with our children, our grandchildren, our family members, the dangers that are out there right now? Are we not understanding that wisdom is the principal thing? Proverbs 4:7, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. Do you not know that wisdom eliminates unnecessary problems and mistakes? And there are people out there now, even in the kingdom, making decisions using God's name, but not using wisdom. I'm concerned. If I'm using wisdom, it should not cost my life if I'm using God's wisdom. I don't believe the wisdom of God tells us to do certain things and it cost us our life, and the sacrifice wasn't for Christ. I read something today, this afternoon, 1 Corinthians 3:19 says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness." Let me read something to you. It's important. Y'all need to hear this. 1 Corinthians 3, I'm going to go a little further. Verse 18 says, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He that taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain." There's a lot of people out here now. They're telling us to go out and treat life normal. And over 100,000 people have died. One third of the deaths of this coronavirus that we know about is right here in America. Out of the 300 plus thousand, over 30% of the deaths are right here. But yet, the wisdom of man, because they have their own agenda, risking lives for the sake of money, and we have believers, and we have Christians that are engaging in the same type of behavior and want to put God in a position to take care of us when we have forfeited the wisdom of God. I'm going to read the NIV version for you. "Do not deceive yourself. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you shall become fools so that you may become wise." In other words, don't you think you're so smart? You better act like you don't know nothing and seek God. "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the sight of God. As it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that their thoughts of the wise are futile." There are some people using the name of God for their own wishes and desires and acting as if though it's God, and people are losing their lives. Some of you out now. You back to normal. I looked at the news yesterday. All on the beach. Beach is packed. Opening back up. Close us down for a pandemic. And then open us back up with no remedy. Close us down and 100,000 people die. Close down. And then open back up. And already controlling the narrative of how they're reporting the death. Delaying testing and the results of testing. I know how it's working firsthand. Not reporting the number of test results. Even delaying how it's being displayed one week the media tells us, stay in, social distancing. Now, with no remedy, it's telling us, come out, save the economy. I ain't never seen nobody dead spend money. I ain't never seen nobody dead go get their hair done. I ain't never seen nobody dead go get their nails done. I ain't never seen nobody dead go to the barbershop. I ain't never seen nobody dead go sit up in the crab restaurant. This is a shepherd's rebuke with love. This is not the season to relax following the world. The world is confused. Church is supposed to be a place by which we are protected. I'm a pastor. I can pray for you, but I can't protect you like God. The church is beyond the walls. The church is supposed to be in you and supposed to be in me. I'm one that I've been raised around church all my life. From a cultural, religious standpoint, very few people that I know have been to church as much as me, even if they're older. We average 4 nights a week. When I started preaching one year as an evangelist, I preached 265 nights in 1 year. Don't talk to me about church. I understand it. I know it. 4 on Sundays, 4 or 5 services in 1 day. Did it for years up under my father's ministry. But when I hear the voice of God, Lord have mercy, Jesus, and God speaks and says, Pastor, you got to cry out. Because even today, some of you are relaxed. Even today, you are casually acting as if though, because you see others, because you see the world, because you see others relax, because you are tending to think that it's nothing happening. But I hear the Lord saying to me, and I will not forget the dream, and I will not forget what he spoke to me. There will be, you mark this day, and I heard it again today. When man tries to control the narrative of what God is doing and have to depend on God's breath, there's nobody in the government that has spiritual authority over me. In other words, spiritual authority. And what I mean by that is the wisdom of God. There's no one in a corrupt government that should be able to make us feel comfortable enough to not use wisdom. Some people, unfortunately, are not going to get serious until it gets closer to you. Wake up. Wake up. And wake up. And wake up. Wake up. And seek the Lord for wisdom. Seek the Lord for right connections. Seek the Lord for right relationships. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. It's no time to be around people whispering all out the side of their mouth. When I was praying the other night, the Lord said, people get relaxed. And because things don't happen, they think that they can just do or say anything. But I'm sensing something in the Holy Ghost, because the truth of the matter is, it's time to save yourself from losing time and opening up the doors to painful, unnecessary experiences. Job 28:28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and depart from evil is understanding. Well, you better not be sitting up on the phone and sitting around folk who talking wrong stuff. And then ask you what you think about it. Now you putting up an obligation to give them an answer. And the spirit already talking to you and telling you to be quiet. But you don't have wisdom enough to keep your mouth closed. The crowd and the wisdom of this world. I'm heavy because I believe. When I say I'm heavy, not in depression, I feel something on my spirit, and I rarely get on a call and talk like this. Who's leading you? Is wisdom? Who's directing your path? Is the Holy Spirit? What are the people talking around you? What are you planning right now that's not wisdom? What are you planning to attend that's not wisdom? I say to each one of you as I get ready to pray for you and end this call, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. And if anybody know anything about God, He's not going to tolerate man's foolishness. I hear a cry in our nation because the hearts and lives of people are at risk. And it's not just the government. It's not just the government. I think that's why I'm heavy. I think that's why my heart is just looking at. It's not just the Democrats or the Republicans. Christians are suggesting things that are not wise, and people are losing their lives. And then using scriptures, obey them to have the rule over you, for they watch it for your soul. Use wisdom. Told my son, I said, son, I love you. I ain't gonna get a haircut. I said, you won't. You just gotta grow an afro. I do like me. It don't take that much time for me. I just cut it on off. Because I'm gonna use wisdom. How? And I'm gonna ask you this question. In the midst of a pandemic, something that you can't see, something that you don't know what it's on, something that's floating in the air. It's not fear. A lot of people say, oh, you ain't got no faith. See, can't nobody come to Jonathan McKnight and say, Jonathan McKnight don't have no faith. Can't nobody in the world tell me I don't have no faith or I trust God. I've had faith to pray for the dead and they rise again. Documented. We thought they were dead. Pronounced dead. And I saw God raise them up. Don't talk to me about faith. But I got faith to have wisdom. Wisdom keeps you out of trouble. Wisdom eliminates unnecessary problems and mistakes. Let's be honest. Some of the mistakes we made before the pandemic, we didn't acknowledge God. We didn't seek God. Some of the situations we ended up, we didn't search for God in that situation. And some of us, once seen certain things happen, and God bring you, you said, I'll never not use wisdom again. Because Because not using wisdom will turn you to some places that is difficult for you to get out. You got to use some wisdom like you've never used before in your life. People, hear my heart. Hear the Spirit of the Lord. You must act as if though you have sense. And if you don't have wisdom on your own, then follow somebody who is seeking the wisdom of God. I got people. I sense in the Holy Ghost now. I sense in the Holy Ghost now. And I sense it in the spirit realm now. That sometimes people want to follow who thinks like them. One thing I learned from my father, and he taught us, he said, God will speak, then he'll let man speak. And the problem that most people have is if you're carnal, man gonna be in agreement with what you feel. Oh yeah. Sometimes people keep searching for people until they find somebody who agrees with their philosophy or theory or feels like they feel. You need somebody speaking around your life right now. They're saying, hold up now, we got to consult God about this. We need to make sure that we're on point. Because right now I'm not trying to be light. I want to be in His will. Right now I'm not trying to get people to favor me by me just telling them what they want to hear or let them stay complacent. I'd rather somebody tell me the truth to save my life or direct me down the pathway of God. It's bad when somebody misses it and it costs you your life. To everything, there's a time and a season. There's a time for this pandemic. There's a season for it. The worst thing you can do is determine a season of God by your own preference. Talking about it's been long enough. I got to do something. I'm bored. I need to go out and make something happen. Okay. Okay. You say, like we say in the country, go on with your bad self. And what you thought could make happen, you could make happen. In many cases, you'll never see it because you didn't use wisdom. Right now, you need to be planning for your family and planning for your future and fertilizing your dreams and letting time waste by all day and ain't done nothing. What did you do today? What did you do for God? What did you do for your family? What did you do for you? What did you invest in today to make your life better? Or did you just let another day go by? Get ready to pray with me. Say what God says. Say, I've done what God says. Do. Wisdom is the principal thing. So mark my words. God's about to make man. We have to repent. Since he wouldn't do it on his own. I hear weeping. I don't just hear weeping in the world. I hear weeping from the people in the name of God that are not using wisdom. God controls the narrative. He says when, where, what, and how. I said this to God, and I'll say it to you. I'm not making a move until God says so. I'm going to make the best of the best. I'm going to do all I can while I'm in this wilderness or while we're in this position. I'm going to do the best I can to release the creativity and the Spirit of God that's going around my life. But I will not make a move until God says so. And if he don't say nothing, I ain't moving nothing. Because the truth of the matter is, I care about people too much. And that blood will not be on my hand. I want the wisdom to win. I believe if we use wisdom, we're going to come out of this with more than we ever have. I believe that if we use wisdom, miracles and the supernatural will be released because we were willing to be patient with the plan of God until God does what he wants to do. So with that being said, Father, I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. You're good, you're God, and you're worthy to be praised. I'm not asking you for much tonight. There's three things I'm going to ask you for tonight. First of all, we ask you for protection. Protection from what we see, protection from what we don't see. Protection from sickness. Protect us from disease. Protection from accident, incident. Protection from satanic devices, demonic interruption, camouflaged evil, protection. Protection from generational curses, protection from diseases, infirmities, cancer, and sickness. Protection from COVID-19, protection from tragedy, incident and accident. Protection from terrorism. Protection. Second of all, we ask you for wisdom. We need it. Give us so much wisdom until even when it's time to make decisions and it doesn't even make sense to us, we'll go with what you say. Because you know the beginning, the middle, and the end. Thank you, God, that you'll give us wisdom, that you'll give us guidance and direction. Thank you, God, that you give us wisdom to make right choices, right connections, and right decisions. And last but not least, we ask you for favor. Favor that comes from you in such a way to where even our enemies will have to admit that that had to come from God. Come against the Prince of Persia in Daniel 10. Demonic strongholds that's trying to block miracles and satanic over. The enemy's trying to use satanic barriers to stop supernatural overflow. I thank you for angelic release. Thank you for favor in every area of our life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. Favor. And we ask you now, God, to know that we trust you, not because of what the world says. We trust you because of what you say. We're going to bless your holy name because you are in control. And our eyes and our heart is fixed on you. We're not following others. We're following you. And we thank you for it being done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor Knight, be blessed, be safe, be wise, be careful. God bless.
Can't even pray for yourself, but today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready.